Let's talk a little bit, though, about the history of that trial and how it sort of rolled out, because it was interesting in a number of respects. Maybe we can go back to the beginning when you showed that the three-year disease-free survival would predict five-year survival. Then it went to the FDA. But then at that point, one of the things that was kind of strange was that the FDA then decided to subset it out. And can you talk about what they did and why they did it and what you thought about it?
So Mosaic enrolled both stage 2 and stage 3 patients, 60% stage 3, 40% stage 2. When the preliminary results came out at the three-year disease-free endpoint, there was an overall advantage for disease-free survival that was clearly significant in the stage 3 patients and was not significant in the stage 2 patients.
And what was the relative risk reduction in stage 2 and 3?
It was similar. It was similar.
Pretty similar to me.
It was pretty similar between stage 3 and stage 2 patients.
In the 20% range, roughly?
Maybe a little bit
A little less for stage 2,
And then certainly when you looked at that high-risk subset, which was prospectively defined in Mosaic.
Is that right? It was prospective.
It was prospectively defined.
Was the looking at that specific subset part of the initial design?
I believe so. I wasn't part of the writing committee, but Amory has told me that that was prospectively defined as a high risk factors. They did that before they looked at the data.
Interesting. And they look sort of like the conventional
standard things.
Now, did they use number nodes?
You were a poor risk patient if you had less than 9 nodes.